الله الله يا ربي يا الله، الله يا ربي يا الله.
You are listening to season 10, episode 9.
رسول الله محمد رسول
الله. بسم الله، الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. On behalf of we here and we obey ladies only halaqa, I welcome you all once again to this episode. Insha'Allah, we are hoping to look into hadith number 7 in today's podcast. Today's hadith, sisters, it has been narrated on the authority of Abu Ruqayya Tamim ibn Aus radiallahu anhu. He said, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ad-deen is an-nasiha. Then the people around him said, To whom, ya Rasulullah? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, To Allah and to his book and to his messenger and to the leaders of the Muslims and to the common folk of the Muslims. As you all know that this hadith is recorded by Sahih al-Muslim, sisters. So inshallah, let's look into the first statement that Rasulullah ﷺ made in this very hadith. Rasulullah ﷺ said, Ad-deenu an-nasiha, meaning Ad-deen is nasiha. I'm sure that you must have noticed two Arabic terms on that statement, sisters. Yes, those are Ad-deen and an-nasiha. So let's first see what is deen and then let's see what is nasiha, sisters. So to begin with, what is deen? We have discussed this word in many of our podcasts. Still, I think it's appropriate here to remind once again for the benefit of all of us, inshallah. Do you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's definition for Islam, sisters? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. This day I have perfected for you your deen and completed my favor upon you and have approved for you Islam as deen. The main thing we have to understand is, sisters, the word deen cannot be translated into the word religion. Because if you refer the word religion in any of the dictionaries, you would find a definition something like this. Religion is the belief in and worship of a superhuman controlling power, especially a personal god or gods. So it's basically to do with worshipping only, sisters. But if you look at the word deen, it's not only worshipping. Subhanallah, rather, it encompasses many aspects including worship. In simple terms, sisters, ad-deen means the way of life, how you should be leading your life in every single thing you do. It includes how do you talk, how do you sleep, how do you eat, how do you get married, how do you earn, how do you study, how to deal with other people, how to deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you name it, sisters. It's not surprising that Deen of Al-Islam has shown every single thing in detail for us to lead a lifestyle that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our Rabb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never felt embarrassed to talk the things that we feel embarrassed to talk, subhanallah. Subhanallah, those who look into the Deen of Al-Islam will be stunned to see that these minute things that are explained in greater detail. No one who is following the so-called religion wouldn't expect these things in the religion, sisters. So, alhamdulillah, Islam is not merely a religion. Rather, it's a way of life. Let's move on to the next important term that's mentioned in this hadith, that is, an-nasiha. So, what is nasiha? It's again a word. It's hard to translate to any language in one word. Subhanallah. We need more time and more words to explain the concept. Most of us would be thinking right now that nasiha means advice. As I said regarding deen, this term that an-nasiha, it too has a broader meaning. The word nasiha has two basic linguistic meanings, sisters. First of all, It is to clean or purify or improve something of all unwanted elements. It is like you purify honey from unwanted materials. The second meaning is to unite or join something together that is scattered or separated. As you stitch a garment which is torn. Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. I'm sure that you have noticed the word nasuha here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O believers, turn to Allah with a sincere repentance. You can find this ayah in Surah At-Tahrim, verse number 8. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used this word nasiha in this ayah to say, The sins tear one's religion apart and it is then mended and put back together again by sincere repentance. Hence, based on these definitions, scholars have put them together and explained the term nasiha in different ways. One of the explanations is that, sisters, nasiha is the seeking of an action or statement that contains goodness and improvement for the other person. Another explanation says, the essence of nasiha is where the one doing the nasiha truly seeks the best for the one to whom he is making nasiha. In both his intention and his actions, he desires what is best for the other person. Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, he said that nasiha implies that a person loves for his brother what is good, calls him to it, makes it clear to him and encourages him to do it. This is part and parcel of the true religion of Al-Islam. This is the real way of the believers. It is when the believers fulfill this type of condition that they meet the description given of the true believers in the Quran. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his statement, he says, the deen is an-nasiha. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made similar statements like this in different places, sisters. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-hajju arafa or ad-du'a'u huwa al-ibadah. So, what does it imply? Well, we all know that in Hajj there are many pillars and we can't skip them. If we do so, our Hajj is not valid. So, the statement Al-Hajju Arafah implies that Arafah has special status or position. Same way, Nasiha takes precedence when we consider a deen of Al-Islam. I hope it's clear, sisters. Now, once Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the statement, the sahabas who were around the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked a question. The question was, to whom, Ya Rasulullah? In response, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, to Allah and to his book and to his messenger and to the leaders of the Muslims and to the common folk of the Muslims. So inshallah, we will look into it one by one. First of all, let's consider what is to Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Nasiha to Allah. So, does this mean advising Allah? No, of course not. Hence, this implies having ihsan while obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sisters. Making Nasiha to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala includes many things. Believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, denying any partners to Him, affirming all of His attributes and are stated in the Quran and in the Sunnah. Obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfilling His commands, abstaining from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden us, doing one's best to remember Him under all circumstances, loving and hating for His sake, being friends to those who support Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who work for His cause, recognizing the blessings He subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us and properly thanking Him for those blessings, and so on. This is the making of nasiha to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our Rabb. Also, we should note that all of the above have some aspect of purifying something, such as one's belief. It's purifying our belief, or joining something together, such as one's relationship to Allah by being close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to making nasiha to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are getting closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sisters. This is the complete and desired nasiha that is stated by Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith. So let's move on to the next point. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, to his book. So what is the book here, sisters? The book is the Quran, the final revelation. The book is the glorious Quran, which is the final revelation, which should be followed by humankind, revealed to the final messenger and the prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. To be sincere to the book includes reciting the Quran, reading the Quran, learning it, implement it in our lives, teaching to others, protecting the Quran, listening to it attentively, calling people towards to it, regardless whether they are Muslims or non-Muslims, passing its message to others, including Muslims and non-Muslims, following its commands inwardly and outwardly. Let's move on to the third point. Nasiha to his messenger. Nasiha to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam includes the following, sisters. It is to believe in his message, believing in all that he brought as being divinely inspired, obeying him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, helping and defending him, defending his honor and respecting his status. Not only that, sisters, we have to be honest and we have to pass his message. We have to love and respect his companions. We have to strive our best to follow him as much as we can. And also we should put special effort to teach about him and to teach about his guidance to our children. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Those who lived in the past, they always try to find out what are the sunnahs that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recommended us to do. They were putting a lot of efforts to find out what are the sunnahs. Our condition is totally opposite, sisters. Whenever something comes from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we try to find out whether it is farad or sunnah. If it is sunnah, like, just we neglect them. We are not putting enough effort to follow them. Wallahi, we are not putting enough effort to practice them in our lives. Subhanallah, this condition should be changed. Then only our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will increase, and then only we can show the nasiha to our messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Fourthly, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said nasiha to the leaders of the Muslims. There are two kinds of leaders, sisters. The scholars of Islam have divided this term, the leaders, into two categories. First one is the religious leaders or the scholars, while the second one is the worldly leaders who are Muslims. So the importance of nasiha to those in authority can be found in this hadith, sisters. Making nasiha to the leaders of the Muslims include helping them when they are following the truth, obeying them in what is right, reminding them if they should err or forget. We should be speaking to them the proper etiquettes and advice, sisters. We should not be defaming them in public. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he asked Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam to speak to Fir'aun, he advised them to speak in gentle manner, sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this in surah number 20, verse number 43 and 44. اِذْهَبَا إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ طَغَىٰ. Go both of you to Fir'aun, indeed he has transgressed. فَقُولَا لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى. And speak to him with gentle speech that perhaps he may be reminded of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With regards to the scholars or religious readers, first of all, we should find the knowledge from the authentic scholars and respect them, sisters. When they do mistakes, we have to approach them in a good manner and advise them, as all human beings are prone to make mistakes, sisters. The Muslim scholars are the leaders in the sense that they guide the others to the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah. They are the ones who understand, aware of how Deen al-Islam applied in daily life. Their position is one of the great importance for the community as a whole. Hence, it is essential that the proper nasiha be made towards them. Nasiha to them implies, for example, taking the knowledge that they pass on, accepting their personal rulings if they give sound proofs for their decisions, having good thoughts about them, and not suspecting them of evil. Furthermore, as I said earlier, all scholars are human and they are all prone to make mistakes. Hence, one must accept that fact and one should correct them in the proper way. The fifth point that Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam making nasiha to common folks of Muslims. Making nasiha to the common folk of the Muslims would include guiding them to what is good for them in both this life and in the hereafter, not harming them, teaching them about their religion and other things that they may be ignorant about, helping them, concealing their faults, ordering them to perform good deeds and eradicating evil among them. It also includes having mercy for the young and respect for the elders. One also should feel joy when they feel joy, and one should be saddened when they are saddened. As we know the hadith where Rasulullah said, the rights of one Muslim over another are six. And among them, he said, if a person asks for advice, give him sincere advice. That is, give nasiha. So there is a difference between advising and commanding sisters. Our job is to tell, not to make them to do stuff. So giving nasiha, giving good advice is mandatory upon us, not to commanding them or forcing them. Tell in a way that is appropriate for them. Tell in a way that is suitable for them. At the same time, remember, we should not defame them. Talk to them one-to-one so that it will be personal, it will be in private talk. We are not allowed to expose others' faults in front of anyone else. Finally, every one of us should be a good listener. If we are at the receiving end of nasiha, we should be open to it. We should always welcome them. And we should be able to change ourselves if it is good. And also, don't let your ego overpower them, sisters. A Muslim is a mirror to another Muslim, as Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam said. So we should always try to go to the mirror and reflect ourselves, sisters. May Allah guide all of us and make them among those who are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make us among those who are the dwellers of the paradise. With a nasiha, I'm winding up today's podcast. I'll see you all with another hadith next week. Stay tuned with us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. لا يا ولا يا وبذا يسمو إيماني.